Anatoblock is a dietary supplement sold online and at GNC stores. It's made by a subsidiary of Star Scientific, based in suburban Richmond. The company has released an elaborate animated video to explain how it thinks the stuff works.
Uncontrolled abnormal inflammation causes many human diseases. There is strong scientific evidence that inflammation is the underlying cause of atherosclerotic coronary artery disease, diabetes, asthma and COPD, Alzheimer's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and all autoimmune diseases.
The video suggests controlling inflammation could improve all of these conditions, and the company has hired a number of professional tennis players and golfer Fred Couples to pitch its product.
No matter what your activity, Anatoblock can help. It's scientifically proven to help regulate excessive inflammation in joints and muscles.
The latest evidence for Star Scientific's claims comes from a study of about 100 people. It showed Anatoblock, which contains vitamins A and D, plus a small amount of anatidine, a compound found in tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and tobacco, did lower levels of C-reactive protein in subjects' blood by 30%. CRP is considered a marker for inflammation. You can also lower CRP with statin drugs, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins C and D, or aspirin. The Food and Drug Administration has not approved Anatoblock, but that didn't stop Virginia's First Lady, Maureen McDonnell, from flying to Florida to vouch for Anatoblock at a seminar for physicians and investors. 3 days later, she was back in Richmond for the wedding of her daughter. 200 guests dined on jumbo shrimp and stuffed chicken breast, the $15,000 bill paid by Johnny R. Williams Sr., the CEO of Star Scientific. The Washington Post says Williams has also given money to McDonald's campaigns, and Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli reports receiving $13,000 worth of gifts from Williams, including a box of Anatoblock valued at $6,700. The product sells online for about 33 cents per tablet. The attorney general also used Williams Lake House and boat, and he owns a significant amount of Star Scientific stock, something he neglected to report in 2011. In that same year, Star Scientific sued the Commonwealth, claiming it did not owe $700,000 in taxes. Nothing has happened since that suit was filed, and some critics wonder why.
It doesn't look right. There might be a very good reason for it, but we don't know.
That's David Toscano, Democratic leader in the Virginia House of Delegates.
The attorney general should recuse himself, appoint some special outside counsel to take over and advocate for the Commonwealth's interest in the case.
But a source in the attorney general's office says that's not necessary. He characterized this matter as a small and typical tax dispute, which has not involved Mr. Cuccinelli in any way. The attorney general is now said to be reviewing the handling of the case and will have an announcement soon. The company has told investors it will owe $1.7 million in back taxes, penalties, and interest if it loses its suit against the state. I'm Sandy Houseman.